This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Bigelow, B-I-G-E-L-O-W. Date of birth 11/4/1947. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Bigelow with proteinuria, hypertension, and chronic paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was November 15th of 2021. She reports that she's had a total of 4 cardiac ablations, and the last one down at U of M seemed to keep the rhythm in normal sinus rhythm. She is feeling well. No recent nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has an ileostomy, though, actually, that has quite a bit of output, but no abdominal discomfort, no signs of dehydration, and no COVID-19 infection. The last one was in November of last year, and she had minimal symptoms other than fatigue at that time. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Lanoxin, Atenolol, also Multac, 400 milligrams twice a day. Eliquis is 5 milligrams twice a day. And Restoril at bedtime for sleep. The Atenolol is 50 milligrams twice a day. Physical examination, weight 120 pounds. Pulse is 77 and blood pressure is 127 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no lymph adenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, and the rate is about 74 apically. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/14 of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 0.9. Estimated GFR greater than 60, albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.7, sodium 136, potassium is 4.6, carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus is 3.6, hemoglobin 11.8 with a normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis negative for blood, and 30-plus protein. Assessment and plan. Mild proteinuria with preserved kidney function, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently in sinus rhythm, and hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 to 12 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit by this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.